Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, the man with Mike Kyle. We got an amazing show for you today, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yes, and you notice how all the kids are forced to wear masks, but Obama's kicking it at his birthday party with no mask, dancing with tons of people for his 60th birthday, hundreds of people. Wow. Yeah, and then one of the accusers of Andrew Cuomo, who... That dude needs to have his thing cut off for what he's done to these women. But, you know, hey. No, I mean, it's like 24/7 news coverage. Here we are, the continuing coverage of Donald J. Trump and one woman who claims she did something. Yeah. You know how they say, like, well, you know, some people did some things on 9/11. This person said he did something. They had... Oh, wow. Well, folks, I just noticed this. I got to hurry up because we only got 13 minutes on the show. Oh, Lord. It's been one of those days, and there's no way I can change how long I said it. Okay, we got a 13-minute show, folks, so we're going to get into this real quickly. 72 people had been killed in... Might as well have been. They got shot. 11 were killed. I got to set it up. Wow. $256 billion is going to be added to the deficit over 10 years with this infrastructure bill? No, I don't think so. Dang it. I'm going to see something. We're going to check something out, folks. As we try to do this, we're going to see what's happening. See if I can actually... edit this live. We'll find out. I want to see if I can edit it. The duration, will it let me? No, it won't. It won't let me edit the duration. Holy cow. I'm going to get into this because thank you for tuning in. And don't forget, thank God every day for everything. And I'm going to get into this exclusively because I've been trying to figure out how to wait to say this. And I can't. Let's see if I can bring this up real quick. If it wasn't taken down. Listen to this.
Guilty as charged. Dr. Dan Stock, 5777 West 7 North McCourtsville, Indiana. To address your comment, gee, it's hard to believe we're 18 months into this and still having a problem, and I would suggest the reason we still have a problem is because we're doing things that are not useful, and we're getting our sources of information from the Anna State Board of Health and the CDC, who actually don't bother to read science before they do this. I'm actually a functional family medicine physician. That means I am specially trained in immunology and inflammation regulation, and everything being recommended by the CDC and the State Board of Health is actually contrary to all the rules of science. So things you should know about coronavirus and all other respiratory viruses, they are spread by aerosol particles, which are small enough to go through every mask. By the way, the literature that supports all of that is in a flash drive that we presented to you. It's been given to the secretary. As a matter of fact, it quotes at least three studies sponsored by the NIH to that exact fact, even though the CDC and the NIH have chosen to ignore the very science that they paid to have done. That is why you keep struggling with this, is because you cannot make these viruses go away. The natural history of all respiratory viruses is that they circulate all year long, waiting for the immune system to get sick through the winter or become deranged, as has happened recently with these vaccines, and then they cause symptomatic disease. Because they cannot be filtered out, and they have animal reservoirs, and this is a very important point, no one can make this virus go away. The CDC has managed to convince everybody that we can handle this like we did smallpox, where we could make a virus go away. Smallpox had no animal reservoirs. The only thing it learned to infect was humans. That's why we were able to make that virus go away. That will not happen with this any more than it will with influenza, the common cold, respiratory syncytial virus, adenoviral respiratory syndromes, or anything else that has animal reservoirs. So the reason you can't do this is because you're trying to do something which has already been tried and can't be done. Equally important is that vaccination changes none of this, especially with this vaccine. And I would hope this board would start asking itself, before it considers taking the advice of the CDC, the NIH, and the State Board of Health, why we are doing things about this that we didn't do for the common cold, influenza, or respiratory syncytial virus. And then ask yourself, why is a vaccine that is supposedly so effective having a breakout in the middle of the summer when respiratory viral syndromes don't do that? And to help you understand that, you need to know the condition that is called antibody-mediated viral enhancement. That is a condition done when vaccines work wrong, as they did in every coronavirus study done in animals on coronaviruses after the SARS outbreak, and done in respiratory syncytial virus, where a vaccine used in a vulnerable individual done the wrong way, which why it cannot be done right for a respiratory virus, which has a very low pathogenicity rate, causes the immune system to actually fight the virus wrong and let the virus become worse than it would with native infection. And that is why you are seeing an outbreak right now. In fact, in that flash drive you're going to have coming to you and in the emails with 6X, there will be a study showing that 75% of people who had COVID-19 positive symptom cases in Barnstable, Massachusetts outbreak were fully vaccinated. Therefore, there is no reason for treating any person vaccinated any differently than any person unvaccinated. You should also know that no vaccine, even the ones I support and would give to myself and my children, ever stops infection. In 2014, there was an outbreak of mumps in the National Hockey League. The only people who came down with symptoms were the people who were unvaccinated or unknown vaccine status. Boy, that sounds like a great argument for vaccines. But a question that you should ask yourself, knowing that half of the people who came down with symptomatic disease had no contact with an unvaccinated or unknown vaccine status individual, where did they get the disease? And the answer was from the vaccinated individuals. No vaccine prevents you from getting infection. You get infected, you shed pathogen. This is especially true of viral respiratory pathogens. You just don't get symptomatic from it. So you cannot stop spread. You cannot make these numbers that you planned on get better by doing any of the things you're doing, because that is the nature of viral respiratory pathogens. And you can't prevent it with a vaccine because they don't do the very thing you're wanting them to do. And you will be chasing this the remainder of your life until you recognize that the Center for Disease Control and the Indiana State Board of Health are giving you very bad scientific guidance. And instead, read the articles that are going to come in the email and are on this flash drive, and listen to the people in this audience here tonight who actually have recognized the advice they are getting from the CDC and the NIH is counterfactual. And that's why you're still fighting this, but this vaccine that supposedly was going to make all of this go away, but it suddenly managed to make an outbreak of COVID-19 develop in the middle of the summer when vitamin D levels are at their highest. By the way, the other thing that would be necessary, any vaccine restriction to be considered, is if there were no other treatment available. And I can tell you, having treated over 15 COVID-19 patients, that between active loading with vitamin D, ivermectin, and zinc, that there is not a single person who has come anywhere near the hospital. And we already have studies that show that if you achieve a 25 hydroxy vitamin D level greater than 55, your risk of COVID-19 death will drop down to one quarter of the population average for the United States. And there are active treatment trials included on that flash drive that show the same is true. So if you were going to discriminate based upon vaccine, you should also discriminate based upon 25 hydroxy vitamin D level, zinc taste test response, and probably previous infections, since there are also studies on that flash drive that show that people who have recovered from COVID-19 infection actually get no benefit from vaccination at all, no reduction in symptoms, no reduction in hospitalization, and suffer 2 to 4 times the rate of side effects if they are subsequently vaccinated. Therefore, the policy...
Yeah, there's a little bit more, but I accidentally screwed up, folks, and I set the show for 15 minutes, not 60, so I got like 4 minutes left. And they're saying if you've had COVID-19 and you get the vaccine, you're going to have worse side effects. It's bad. Well, they've never had, and I tried to explain this, and I finally figured it out, but the cold and flu are viral, so is COVID-19. So think about that one. You know, COVID-19 is viral. If they can't have a vaccine for certain things, they can't have it for certain things. How can you say that there's not a vaccine for... It makes no sense. Cold and flu have vaccines. No, they don't. The shot for the flu shot's not a vaccine. Just pray this infrastructure bill doesn't pass, because that's going to be a freaking joke if it does. I had so much I need to talk about and want to get into, but hey, life happens when you accidentally put 15 minutes timer instead of a 60 minute like you normally do. You know, I mean, we got Chicago's Lightfoot. She's 72 shot, 11 killed, at least. And it's guns. Yeah, that's why we had tons of people killed in my high school, even though we had gun racks with fully loaded shotguns in the back of them. And the trucks were unlocked. We didn't have violence with my niece, and we did some shopping today. Guess what, folks? My gun didn't kill anyone. Thank God. But, like, you know, we got to get into what Rob Emanuel said, because don't use the word mandate for COVID. Use the word requirements for access. You know, it's scary that they're trying to push you and force you to get the very thing that is actually making it worse. A respiratory virus like COVID should not be outbreaking or getting worse in the summer. It shouldn't. This is when vitamin D levels are at their highest. Makes no sense. Nothing adds up. The plexiglass that protects you from all the groceries and everything that the cashier touches. I have seen like 3 people since this started that literally put sanitizer on their hands every single time they touch anything. But 90% of them don't. So many things that don't add up, that don't make sense. But people buy it anyways. You know, look at Obama's birthday bash. Dancing away with hundreds of people. No mask, no nothing. Gee, why are they not masking? But why are the kids masking and him? He's not. Just things with about a minute and a half left or so. Think about that. Oh, wow. Just think about all the hypocrisies that don't add up. It's okay, though, folks. Don't worry. Don't worry, folks. The world's coming to an end. Don't worry, because if COVID doesn't get you, global warming will. Got about 90 seconds left in this really short program. Hey. Sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays. See, I knew there was a reason why I held out, because everyone's like, I've got to get you back. They didn't even question that this is a viral disease, an infection disease, and vaccines don't work on that stuff. Just, there were so many things that, like I said, with less than a minute left, people sit there and go out of their way to try to find out what's in every single piece of food they eat. What is this? What is that? But when it came to the virus vaccine, they just didn't even question it. They just took it without even, well, wait a minute. Isn't the flu and cold viral? Why aren't there vaccines for that, but there is for COVID? They didn't question anything. They just quick ran and got it. No questions asked. And if you have it, if you've had COVID and you get the vaccine, you're probably going to be 10 times worse. Remember, folks, of the firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, who mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Thank you for tuning into this shortened edition. God bless you all, and goodbye.